Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon here with the Junior Giant Reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant Reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to have you with me this morning. I want to thank them for taking out on Saturday to share on our subject of today. I have someone who's close to the floor. I want to thank them for being on with me this morning. I want to welcome our newest Junior Giant reporter, Melanie.
Yes?
Okay, honey, you need to get somewhere that's quiet. Are you outside or something?
I'll get somewhere quiet. One minute.
But I want to welcome you to our show this morning. Hello? Melanie? Hello, Melanie? Well, we're going to just keep going while she gets settled. I also want to thank parents and grandparents for helping the children get ready for the show. You don't have to take the time that you do to allow them to get ready. And the Junior Giants are pretty independent young people, and they are willing to look up the assignments or put work into the assignments that they're given, and I appreciate that. I do want to let you know that we are yet recruiting new Junior Giants, and if you have children that are interested in becoming a Junior Giants, it's for children between the ages of 7 and 12. And they have to be willing to kind of step outside the box. It's a little bit different than playing sports. It's a little bit different from dancing. It's something that requires them to really their uniqueness, because that's what we're looking for when they do their stories. Like I said, I want to welcome our newest Junior Giant to the show. Good morning, Melanie. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Okay. I don't know what's going on, but where are you?
I'm not outside because we had to go somewhere.
Okay. Are you in the van?
Not anymore.
But where are you? And in just a moment with our story. This week, the Junior Giants have been asked if they will do stories on safety. Depending on where you're listening to this story from, you may have been a victim of the tornadoes or the harsh winds or the heavy rains or the flooding, those kind of things, and you may have had to use safety precautions. There are a lot of different things going on in our society with our children and their safety, and that's why we wanted to address that on this morning. It is imperative that we keep our children safe, and I want them to have an understanding of what the dangers are. I don't want them to walk around in fear, but I need them to have an understanding of what the dangers are so that they can be prepared to keep themselves safe. And as far as a family is concerned, the children are the most precious thing in the family, so we want to make sure that they are doing whatever it is that they need to do to keep themselves safe. Today I want to start a prayer request. I'm sure that some of you have heard about the schoolgirls that were kidnapped in Africa. And we want to pray for them and pray for their families, that God would intervene and that they would be returned home safely. The God that we serve is able to do anything. And so this is not a hard thing for him, but we have to pray. That's our assignment. And the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. You can't stop praying. You have to be in prayer. And so we want to pray for these girls that they be returned home and that they be returned home in safety. Okay? So we're going to get started with our show this morning. I'm going to start, like I said, the show this morning is about safety. And I want to start this morning with Mr. Jason. Jason, how are you doing this morning?
Very slow, but I'm still living good. It's long, but I'm happy.
Well, good. I like happy. It's Saturday, so you're allowed to move slow. Thank you for being on the show this morning. Can you go on with your report?
Yes. Well, safety basically doesn't, well, safety, in my opinion, makes the whole world go round. Even if it's just from adults to little children, safety helps protect everyone. Even if the laws are created and people don't necessarily follow them, they're still there to keep us safe. And I know everyone's not perfect, and they'll break the laws or they mistreat it or found some loophole, like everywhere. There's always a loophole. But here are some of the following safety precautions that my parents take upon me or everyone else in the family. First, we have our alarm system that only, well, my brothers don't know how to work yet, but everyone else in my family can. Number two, our harmful chemicals such as bleach that can burn our skin is locked safely away is locked safely away under the cabinet where my brothers can't find it. Number three, my parents got me into a habit since I'm home alone to text them to make sure I'm okay and to consistently check up on them or they check up on me to make sure I'm okay. Number four, electrical outlet plug-ins so they don't get shocked and die. Because my brother likes to play with water and he likes touching stuff. He might get shocked and die. Number five, if me and my brothers were to go outside, one of my parents would either stay with us or check up on us so we don't get kidnapped. And this concludes my report.
So your safety report was on safety in the home, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you help your brothers follow the rules that your parents have set down?
Yes, but they don't always listen to me.
Well, that's just how little brothers are. They may not always listen. But you just make sure that you continue to tell them, because I know your brothers and I know they love you, but they're rambunctious. So sometimes they may listen, sometimes they may not. Okay. I'll get back with you in a moment because we're going to have a question of the day. We're going to keep on going. We're going to go to our new reporter, Melanie. Melanie, can you give us your report?
Yes. My report is about community safety. Community safety is when it rains really hard, that doesn't mean you go outside and get sick and stuff. And when it snows outside, you shouldn't be playing inside the snow because you could get really sick and get frost, and then you might end up in the hospital. And when the weather is really bad, you need to stay inside with your parents, and that's my report.
Okay. I want to thank you for your report. And your focus was on community safety, okay? And one of the other things that go along with community safety are knowing the numbers to the police, knowing how to contact them if that becomes necessary. They're part of the community. And also, one of the things that you said was, like, if the weather is bad, if you are in an area where the weather is bad, you need to listen to what the reporters are saying about the weather so that you can follow their direction. many people get injured because they want to stay in their homes or they want to do what they want to do, and they're not listening to the authorities. So part of community safety might include listening to the authorities when the weather is bad. Okay, Melanie, thank you very much for your report, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, and like I said, our reporting this morning is on safety. We just have a lot of incidents going on with the children, things happening to children. When I listen to the news, I hear repeatedly of strange people trying to pick children up around their school or in their neighborhood. That's part of the community safety. You have to be aware. If you don't know them, you don't talk to them. That's keeping yourself safe. If they say, "Couldn't get in my car," you start hollering and running in the other direction. You run as loud as you can, and you cry out as loud as you can, and run as fast as you can back to where you know there's some safety. And so I want our children just to be aware. Like we said, we're not trying to scare them, but I need you to be aware because everybody is not your friend. There are stranger, and there is stranger danger. Okay, we're going to take a quick pause before we go to our other reporters this morning, and we're going to use one of our musical selections. This is by a young man who has a new album out, but this is called Hello. His new album will be out, or it dropped, I mean, last month. And his name is Sean Locke. He's going to be singing Hello, and we'll be back right after that.
Hello, I know you're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position. And those dreams that you long left fade away were the hopes to a brighter day. Wake up, don't play it safe. Freedom is in your face, and here's where it all meets face to face. Now this moment in time won't be erased. Take a deep breath and look to the sky. A heartbeat away with seconds to fly. Love is on your side. This is a chance. The moment is now. I know you've been waiting to turn it around. Just step back. Settling for her. And I'd say that it all could change today. There's something about amazing grace. There is hope for the hopeless, for the fallen, for the fearless. I'm going all in. My arms stretch to the broken one. In the shadow of the dark, never seen the sun. So take a deep breath and look to the sky. A heartbeat away with seconds to fly. Love is on your side. This is your chance. The moment.
that was Hello by Sean Locke and the Monster. Okay, we were honored to have him on our show on last year. We're going to continue this morning with our Junior Giant reporters. And once again, our reporters are talking about safety. The areas that we're covering today are community safety, home safety, personal safety, and school safety. I believe those are the other two. And we're going to keep moving. We're going to go now with Miss Almeda Southall. And good morning, Almeda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Did you have a good week?
Yes.
Good. All right. Well, go right here with your report.
Okay. Greetings to all you online and radio land. My name is Amin Safa. Today I'm going to talk to you about the matter of personal safety. Personal safety is so important, especially for kids like me who are going on summer break in just a couple of weeks. The definition of personal safety is the freedom of worry that an individual might suffer physical harm and threats of physical harm. Physical harm can come from participating in different activities like sports, camping, riding bikes or scooters, and even swimming. It is important to always wear the proper equipment like helmets, pads, and to always have someone else, like an adult, with you when you are doing these things. That way, if anything happens, like a fall, that your other person can go to get help. Physical harm can also come from other people. It is important for us to remember to beware of strangers and people acting strangely. These people can be family members or people we know and people we don't know. It's important to always tell a grown-up we trust, like our parents, when we are afraid of someone or we don't feel comfortable around someone. Remember, God loves us and He wants us to take care of ourselves. One way to do this is to make sure that we are being careful and minding these personal safety tips. This is Junior Giant Almeda Safa. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Almeda. I'd like to report on personal safety. And it is important that you pay attention to things going on around you in keeping yourself safe as far as personal safety. I like the part where you're talking about people who are strangers or people acting strangely. If there's someone, even if you know them and they're not acting quite right, go talk to your parents. If someone makes you feel uncomfortable or feel a certain kind of way that's not good, talk to your parents. Your parents are there, your parents and your grandparents are there to help you to stay safe. You don't want to keep secrets from them because they need to know if someone is making you feel uncomfortable. And if anyone ever asks you to keep a secret from your parents, that's a big no-no. That's a big red light flashing because no one should ask you to do that. So that's a good job. That was a good job, Almeda. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we're going to come back soon as we get our last reporter in. We're going to come back with our question of the day. The question of the day is, what are your concerns about safety? Okay, and that's we're going to come back to that question in a few moments. We're going to go now to Junior Giant Simeon Spann. Good morning, Simeon.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Good. Before we get to your report, I hear you're speaking at your graduation. Is that accurate?
Yes, I am.
Are you excited?
Can you say that again?
I said, are you excited about speaking at your graduation?
Yes and no.
Why no?
Well, because it's going to be a lot of people there because we're going to have our graduation at the Marriott, and all the fifth grade is going. Also, each student, there are like 40 students, so each student gets to bring two people, and there's going to be at least more than 80 people there.
Well, you know what, Simeon? Ms. Sharon has complete faith in you. Okay, so when you get up and get ready to speak, you pray and you ask God to strengthen you and to take away the nervousness, and I promise that he will. Ask him to bring everything back to your remembrance that you need to say, and he will help you, okay? And you're going to do well. Go right ahead with your report.
Okay. Good morning. Today I am going to speak about safety in school. I think some students are making schools not safe. For the most part, schools are safe. But there are rare occasions when students can cause schools to be in an unsafe environment. We need to all come together and make schools safer. We should have security guards search through bags in elementary, middle, and high schools. Even nice students could be used as lethal weapons. Also, students can use common objects to use as weapons, such as pencils, plastic forks, or plastic spoons. Please help us make schools safer. This is Simeon Span reporting to you.
Okay, Simeon. One of the things that I want to say to all the Junior Giant reporters and those of you who are listening, and we have several listeners this morning, one of the things that I want to make clear is there are rules for a reason. And the rules that are set, especially like when they were talking about community safety and even in-home safety, personal safety, if rules have been set for you to follow, it is easier to stay safe when you're following the rules. If you're not following the rules, then there's a chance that something could happen that's not safe, that will put you in harm's way. So one of the best ways to keep yourself safe is just to follow the rules, your parents' rules, the school's rules, society's rules, and your own personal rules. And so that will help us in our quest to stay safe. One of the areas, Simeon's area, was safety in the school. And I want to encourage you, if you see anything in school that's not safe, you see kids with weapons, if you see kids trying to make weapons or even being bullied, that's part of safety in the school. Then you need to report that to a teacher or to an adult because you have a right to be safe everywhere you go, especially at school and at home. So anything that's anytime you're not feeling safe, someone needs to know so that you can get some help. Okay, we're going to go to the question of the day this morning. And the question of the day, once again, is what are your concerns about safety? And it can be in any area, personal safety, community safety, school safety, or home safety. And I think I'm going to start now with Jason. Jason, what are your concerns about safety?
Well, it can come from two different perspectives.
Perspective, okay.
Yes, thank you. And first, I would say from the people that are careless, to me that doesn't seem right. Like, if you're texting while driving, leads to accidents. I've even seen on the news everywhere, people are texting while driving. Being in a rut, well, I wouldn't say in a rush, but being careless and speeding down or doing something foolish, like Rebecca Black. Instead, she's on the highway. She has a full back seat when she's standing up without a seatbelt on the highway, without a hood on the car. That's what I'm talking about. Like, really, that's unsafe. You can get yourself hurt. The carelessness. But
okay,
it also can come from people making the rules. Saying there's rules and precautions for everything, but there's some things that, to me, doesn't make sense.
Okay, tell me one of those things.
Well, I can't remember right now, but...
Okay, if it comes to you before the show is over, let me know.
Okay.
Did you think of it?
No, it was, I learned nothing. I thought about it, and it does make sense, sorry.
Okay, but there may be some rules that don't make sense at the moment, but you have to realize some of those people that made rules, they have information that you may not have. And so that's why it's important to just follow the rules for your own safety. And you're right about people that are careless. I have to admit, there are times when I used to text, draw, and drive. But I saw this commercial that really got my attention. And so I try not to let that be something that I'm going to do. I'm not, you know, I don't want to cause an accident and somebody else be hurt, and I don't want to get hurt. So that's a true concern. Good job, Jason. Next we're going to go to Melanie. Melanie, can you tell me any concerns that you might have about safety?
Personal safety. Don't let nobody touch you in any personal places.
Okay, and that's true. If you have someone that's trying to touch you inappropriately, you need to tell. Tell your grandma. Tell your mom. Tell somebody. But and this thing that you have to remember when therapy. Touch you inappropriately, they're going to also threaten you. And they're going to tell you that if you tell, I'm going to do such and such thing to you or to your family. Don't let that stop you. Because what they're trying to do is, the word is intimidate. They're trying to scare you into not telling on them so that they can keep doing what they're doing. But I want to encourage you to tell. It's okay to tell. Okay? And so if someone is touching you appropriately or you feel uncomfortable in something, a way that's not right, then you need to tell somebody so that something can be done so that you can get in safety. Okay, Melanie. We're going to go to Ms. Almeida. Almeida, tell me something.
Yes.
Tell me something that you are concerned about as far as safety is concerned.
Well, I'm concerned about, the children, the parents tell them to not do certain things because they can get hurt or harmed, but instead some kids, do it anyway, and they end up getting hurt.
Okay. So what is the remedy for that, Almeida?
Pardon?
What is the remedy for that? How can that be fixed?
It can be fixed by, obeying your parents.
Okay. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you want to do what you want to do, and you don't want to obey your parents. But we have to remember, because we're trying to be Christians, that one of God's commandments is that you obey your parents. It says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And so, and that your days may be long upon the earth that the Lord thy God giveth thee. So if you're disobedient, that cuts your days short. You know what that means? It means that you're not going to live as long as you would have lived if you'd have been obedient. So you want to practice being obedient and doing what your parents say so that you can live a long, healthy life. And so you all did very well. I want to also ask you, Almeida, we've been working on a project. We've been calling it the Jesus Project. And each of the young people had to create their own Jesus Project that they were going to do for the next few months as far as showing service to other people, because it's all right to talk about Jesus, but we need to be about the business of Jesus, doing what Jesus would do. And so Almeida's going to give us an update of her Jesus Project. Almeida, are you ready to do that?
Yeah. Yes, I actually have two.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, the first one is about, like, what I said when I would help the neighbors. So, our neighbor, she went over here for, like, a tennis match. And she asked us if, she asked me and my brothers if we can come over and help her redo her garden. Cause, like, she usually does this flower thing in her garden. It's like a, like, trend sort of thing, usually. Okay, and then, like, about the day after, she came and picked us up, and we helped her redo her garden and her front porch. And then for the second update, for the past 2 weeks, like, we haven't had any families come to the High Point food pantry, but next week we will be going to the nursery home to, like, help the people.
Okay, I think that's so wonderful, Almeida, that you're going to the nursing home, that you want to feed the hungry, and that you're helping your neighbors out. Those are the kind of things Jesus would do. Jesus was a helper. And because we are the children of God, we're supposed to be like him. And so one of the things that we have to do is to give service. And so in the weeks to come, our other Junior Giant reporters are going to be giving updates on their Jesus Project thing. I'm not sure. Jason, were you with us when we did that, when we started the Jesus Project?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So on our next show, will you be prepared to give us an update of how your project is going?
Yes, I'm starting to get one. I'm like halfway there.
Okay. Well, so then when our next show will be on the third Saturday in May, which will be the 17th, I want you to be prepared to give an update of your Jesus Project. Okay?
Okay.
And Melanie, I will call and talk with you about what the Jesus Project is so you can get started, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want you to know you did a wonderful job this morning, all of you all. Welcome, Melanie. We're so happy to have you as a Junior Giant reporter. We are planning summer events for the young people. But we want to do service events where we're going into the community and being a help. I want to thank the parents and grandparents once again for the time that you've allowed me to have with your children as they pursue this this activity of being Junior Giant reporters. I want to thank the children for taking the time to put together their stories. I want them to keep up the good work that they're doing. I also want you to know that we are recruiting additional children. They must be between the ages of 7 and 12. If you want to contact me, you can reach me at 678-516-5570. That's 678-516-5570. You can also reach me by email. Send it to juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com, or you can go on our website. And on our website, there is a space there where you can fill out the form and so that your child can be a part of Junior Giant Speaks. The website address is juniorgiantspeak.com. And so just get in contact with me if you have children that are willing or would be interested in becoming Junior Giants. I want to thank the children, and I pray that you all have a wonderful week in school. Stay safe, obey your parents, and do the things that you know are right. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. This is the conclusion of our show this morning. Have a nice week. Bye-bye.
You too.
I love y'all.
Love you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Sunset, we are sunset. you for listening. This was Junior Giant Speaks. God bless you. Bye-bye.